Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the first baseman, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth, the catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball four. Hickman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Dyer reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Garrett moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to home to get Garrett. Dyer moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field. Jones picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jones. Hooten moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooten tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to third. Monday moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks is walked intentionally. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooten hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. Brent Strom now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of a G. Monday reaches second base with a double. Hickman scores. Santo moves to third. It's 11-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hendricks for a passed ball. Garrett moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hooten bunts in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to second. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hendricks moves to third. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays juggles the ball. That's an error on Mays. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. One out. Bill Sudeikis pinch hits for Brent Strom. Bill Sudeikis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sudeikis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sudeikis moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sudeikis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-2, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Webb now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to second. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hooten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field. Monday picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Monday. Garrett scores. Dyer goes all the way around to score. Harrelson moves to second. It's 13-4, Cubs. Bill Bonham now pitching. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Hank Webb. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson scores. Cranepool moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 13-5, Cubs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rauch now pitching. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Rosello moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Rosello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp now playing first base. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Monday reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Monday moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-4 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Hendricks is walked intentionally. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. Hendricks moves to third. It's 14-5, Cubs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosello hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 17-5, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Ron Santo. Pat Bourque pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Pete Lockhock pinch runs for Jose Cardenal. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to third. Bourque moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock scores. Bourque moves to third. Fanzone moves to second. It's 18-5, Cubs. Jim Tyrone pinch runs for Rick Monday. Jim Fregosi now playing first base. Danny Frisella now pitching. Jim Beauchamp now playing left field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-5 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Bourque now playing first base. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Carmen Fanzone now playing third base. Jim Tyrone now playing left field. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Garrett is called out on strikes. 1 out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson bunts towards third. Fanzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lute Barnes pinch runs for Bud Harrelson. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lute Barnes now playing shortstop. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. With 4 walks. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendricks moves to second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosello strikes out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. 2 outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beckert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 18, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.